with the third pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Trey Lance, quarterback, North Dakota
State. Wide stretch run to Mostert, gets the edge left, cuts back inside. Raheem Mostert has four rushing touchdowns and the most yards rushing in a playoff game.
Listening to the Fourth and Gold podcast with Javi and Fern.
Try to do what's right and not be affected by any of that. And it's just been interesting to watch, and sure glad that it's over. I'm glad that we got our guy. I'm glad we feel so good about it. And I'm just pumped to get him.
Welcome to the Fourth and Gold podcast. We are back, another Senior Bowl edition of the podcast. We do this every year, meet the prospects. A prospect that I had my eyes on during the Senior Bowl joins us today, Cole Strong of Chattanooga. Offensive lineman, center, guard. What, Cole, how are you? And secondly, what position do you play? Because you're at center during the Senior Bowl. You played mostly guard in college. How's everything going?
It's going well. And I guess I would say kind of wherever you were right at the Senior Bowl, they had me playing mainly center.
Yeah.
In college, I played guard more so than anything, but you know, I played a little tackle and center in college as well, so I play anywhere.
So they would consider you basically like a swing offensive lineman, or do teams want you to primarily focus on center during this draft process, or guard? Where do they want you to be at?
So there's a couple teams that have told me that they see me specifically at center, a couple that say they see me specifically at guard. So I guess it kind of depends on the scheme. But for most everyone that I've spoken to, it's the benefit comes from being able to play more than one, you know, because, and I'm not 100% certain on the travel rules, but I know that, you know, the NFL only travels a certain amount of guys. So if you have an offensive lineman who can, you know, provide depth at center and left guard and right guard, that's ideal.
Yeah. So during game days, like just as a Niner fan, I think the Niners usually have eight guys up. So you have your original five and then three backups, and the backups generally can either play guard, or two of them will play guard or center and the other one will play tackle. So yeah, you're right on with that. Talk about it. Senior Bowl experience. You were out there. It was wet. It was rainy. It was cold. other than that, how was the experience of the Senior Bowl? Cause I mean, going up against the best in the nation, how did that go for you?
No, it was a really, really great experience. The practices I really enjoyed. I was with the Jet staff, and all the practices I felt like went really well. We had the one-on-ones and then team. And I felt like I did good in those, but I really enjoyed talking to everybody that we got to talk to. We had the interviews, and we got a chance to talk to every single NFL team, you know, scouts from every single NFL team. And the whole week went really well. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a good time. With your time at Chattanooga, how did that prepare you for the Senior Bowl experience? And how is your time at Chattanooga going to prepare you for this draft process and eventually going into an NFL locker room? You know, it is a smaller school, right? You know, some guys come from bigger schools, they're a bit more prepared. We just had Leon O'Neal on. He plays in the SEC. He's at Texas A&M. Different schools have different things. What did playing at Chattanooga do for you going into this whole process?
it's kind of funny. There was maybe not too much that they did do. I know that, you know, I talked to my coaches whenever I was in there, and they kind of talked to me a little bit about, I wouldn't necessarily say preparation as much. They kind of told me they assumed I would probably play center at the next level, you know? So I think you could call that preparation. They kind of gave me that information, and I took that. And so I practiced snapping since 2019, whenever I played two games at center at Chattanooga. Other than that though, I'm not trying to down talk Chattanooga, but not a whole bunch as far as like preparation for the draft and stuff. It was kind of just, you know, on my own, but that's not a big deal. You know, I've figured it out. It's gone well so far.
Yeah, no, that's right. I guess what I was saying is just playing there and getting you ready for the NFL. But it sounds like they had an idea. They projected it like, hey, this guy's going to play center. Are you more comfortable at center now that you've gotten these reps there, or would you prefer to play guard, or, you know, what is more comfortable for you?
So I would say I probably prefer to play guard, but that's mostly just because I've played there since my freshman year of college. You know, But after just playing a week at center at the Senior Bowl, I feel much more comfortable than I did going into it, you know. And at Chattanooga, the reps that I got at center were always in the gun. We never ran under center, with the exception of, like, you know, a pouncy play where, like, it's fourth and one and we just do a quick QB sneak or something to try and get that 1 yard. But, like, we never ran outside zone or drop back or anything out of under center. So it was a little bit uncomfortable at first, but after about a week or so of doing it, I feel a lot more comfortable at center.
Yeah, so with the center, you just brought up the outside zone. You know, a lot of the stuff is mm-hmm. let's just say the Jets, right? Because you run with the Jet squad. They run that outside zone with LaFleur as the head, as the OC. And as a Niners podcast, the Niners are looking for a center, right? Alex Mack is he's getting up there, 37 years old. Do you have a scheme preference at this point, being only doing center for such a short period of time? Is there a preference that you prefer?
I think I'm most comfortable with that zone, outside zone. That's what we ran more so than anything at Chattanooga.
Okay.
You know, we ran counter, we ran duo, we ran a little inside zone, but our bread and butter was definitely outside zone. And that was the same at the Senior Bowl. And so I feel like I've ran that more than anything. And so yeah, I feel comfortable running that at center and guard.
That's what it looked like. And I was curious because I was, you know, was watching some of the stuff you they were Chattanooga, you guys were doing that, and you know, you didn't get too many snaps at center. So this whole transition from guard to center seems like a pretty big deal. You know, in your college career, who was the best player you played against?
I would say Kentucky's defensive line had a couple of really good guys. McCall, he was good. And then Pascal was also really well. I went against McCall more just because he was an interior guy. Mm-hmm. But I thought both of them were really good.
Yeah, they solid players. Now, since you're making this transition from guard to center, is there anyone that you've been watching or trying to mimic, taking things away from to make this transition? Or are you just kind of just working at it, just trying to get better?
I've watched, you know, some guys. I like Jason Kelce, but to say that, like, you know, I try to mimic them, I don't know if I would say that. I don't know. I think I've been working a lot with Coach Josh Sittner. Josh Sittner, he's our offensive line coach. I'm working out down here in Pensacola at Exos, and he's the offensive line coach that's been working with us. And a bunch of stuff he's taught us, you know, he's taught us some techniques and stuff, but something he's kind of taught us is, like, when it comes to anything, you know, pass blocking, run blocking, like, kind of find and do what is most comfortable and conducive to, like, what you're able to do. Right? Yeah. If you have a coach who tells you to do a certain way, do that. But if you find more success doing it a little bit differently, that's your own way, you know. And I don't know. I guess I've just tried to do that, you know. But I don't say I would, like, try to mimic anybody.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I guess a lot of guys, so people we've talked to before, is like, yeah, I watch Ed Reed or I watch Richard Sherman. You know what I mean? Like, those guys are you trying to take bits and pieces from their game. So, but yeah, it makes a ton of sense. You got to fit what best for you.
Yeah. And,
you know, just try to manage that stuff out. You know, you're a fifth year starter. You played 6 years in college with the COVID exception. What kept you motivated to keep, you know, even with the COVID year, to come back? And what kept you motivated to do all this?
I guess I never really felt like there was a need for that. I just wanted to play, to be honest. Yeah.
Your resume is outstanding, so I'm just going to go over what I had pulled up here.
Okay.
21 All-American first team, 21 All-American third team through the AP, Jacobs Blocking Award 2020-2021, COSIDA Academic All-District, FCS ADA Academic All-District, 30-time All-Southern Conference, 4-time Academic Southern Conference, 49 games and 44 starts, freshman All-American. Like, what does that say about you to have all those accomplishments? Like, where do you get this hard work? Like, it seems, I was just watching the tape, you're a guy who just likes to grind, it seems like. Where did that come from? And you got all these accolades. Where did this come from?
As far as, like, just playing hard, I guess it's just, you know, I think for my freshman year, like, I know whenever I started starting, halfway through my freshman year, I was, like, undersized, had just moved offensive line. You know, I played defense in high school. I played linebacker in high school. And then my senior year, I moved to defensive end. And when I got to college, like, I didn't know any technique. I got smoked in one-on-ones at practice consistently, but like all I could do is just kind of play hard and like, you know, try to play aggressive. And so that's just, you know, that's kind of how I've always tried to play. And so I just was like, this is what needs to be my bread and butter. It's like this, just playing hard. And I've just tried to continue to play that way as I've gotten older and learned some of the technique, you know.
Yeah, it definitely shows up. You can see it. And that's, I guess, a testament to your hard work and dedication to the position, because that I went through the list and I was like, Jesus, this is a long list of accomplishments from you. And
I was like, wow,
you know, that's something, you know, that's something to be proud of. Sure. You know, what, I guess, outside of football, what's most important to you? Family? I don't know, not to get too personal. You have kids, girlfriend, wife, anything?
Yeah, keeps all you, of that. I don't have any kids, but my family, my girlfriend, you know, my faith. I would say that would be the things that are above football. But as far as hobbies or anything like that go, all that kind of comes behind football.
I got you. Yeah. If you weren't going to play football, like if you weren't playing football at all, like if this was nothing, this wasn't taking off the way it was or is, what else would you be doing, or what else you'd be considering doing? Because I've seen you have your degree in psychology. Would you go into that field, or is there something? Is there another interest?
Yes, sir. So if it wasn't taking off at all, what I would probably do is finish my degree, and I have a lot of interest in the military. So I would finish my degree. I've graduated with a degree in psychology. I'm halfway through a master's in engineering management. And so I would probably finish that and then go into the military.
I was in the Navy myself for 5 years. So
were you really?
Yes, sir. So yeah, it was on the aircraft.
That's awesome.
Not a problem. So on the Abraham Lincoln for 5 years during 2005 to 2010. So Operation Iraqi Freedom, Operation Enduring Freedom were the two big tours that I did. So yeah,
that's awesome.
It has its perks on the ship. Any advice as a veteran? I would say just go to the Air Force, right? Like
really?
Just do the air. Most guys are Navy veterans or Marines, or whatever. They always just go to the Air Force. You got better barracks, better food, better time off. There's a lot of stuff. You get a little more perks that way. But yeah,
I was talking to someone recently who had been in the Navy, and he told me the opposite. Actually,
really,
he told me the Air Force is good, but he's like, Navy's better. You get promoted quicker. That was his take on it.
Well, yeah, you get promoted quicker in certain jobs. And yep. I don't know. I didn't mind living on a ship, but after a while, it does get old, 6-7 months at a time. You're just like,
I'm sure that would
just water.
Yeah.
You know, everyone else has their things outside of football. When you're getting ready for a game, what's in the headphones? What do you listen to? What's the go-to?
When I'm getting ready for games, I really don't have a specific playlist. But a couple tried and trues, I would say, is pretty much anything from Skynyrd. and I like heavy metal too. So
okay,
I would say maybe some Slipknot or Metallica or something like that, just to get me a little fired up.
Get you fired up for the game.
Yeah.
I don't know what you know. You're getting ready for the draft, but if you know, we all need a cheat meal. What's the go-to cheat meal? What is your life snack that you,
man,
you know you shouldn't have it, but you got it?
You know, it's funny because I normally don't have cheat meals. Like the way that I've always ate, I hadn't really been eating healthy. So everything I ate is now considered a cheat meal. But now that I'm working out at Exos, everything has to be healthy. So that question does pertain to me quite a bit more. I feel like wings has come up more so than anything. Last night I went out to a really nice restaurant, and I wouldn't say it was a cheat meal. I had a grouper piccata, potatoes, and spinach, so it was good. But like as far as unhealthy stuff, like some wings, that's right down my alley.
So the question with wings, is it boneless or bone in?
Bone in. 100%.
Okay, good. We're not going to have adult chicken nuggets. <Okay. Yeah. laughs> And with the wings, is there a flavor? I'm a naked guy. I'd rather just dip it in the whatever sauce that I get, whether it's lemon pepper or the mild or whatever. Is there a sauce preference with the wings?
You know, it's kind of hard to explain. There was this one wings place back in Knoxville. They closed down. It's called Wild Wings Cafe, and it's not like a huge chain like Buffalo Wild Wings. I think they only had two locations, and the other one was in Johnson City. But they had a bunch of flavors, and I don't know if they're anywhere else, so they may sound foreign, but like one of them was called Ranchalada, and I love that. I don't even know what was in it, but it was phenomenal. It was like a little bit of ranch, but I'm a fan of the naked for sure.
That's the way. I mean, that's my wife thinks I'm crazy. I'm like, no, I don't like getting messy. Like, I'm just not a messy person. Yeah. So it's like, let me just dip and control the amount of sauce.
If I can get the nakeds that are like the flats, mm-hmm. and I can like tear the bone out and just get all of it, that's
the way to do it.
Yeah, that's my favorite way. That's my favorite.
We're the same person, Cole, when it comes to wings. So the draft projections have you third round. That's kind of what I've been reading. I don't know if then you have way more knowledge on that than I do. You don't have to say anything.
I have less. I'm not sure. I've heard like anything from that range all the way up to like the sixth or seventh. So I don't really have any clue, and I don't know like assumptions either. I'm kind of just.
Is there? Well, I guess the question was, you know, the question I was getting into. The projection I've seen is third, fourth round. What's the first purchase once you get drafted?
You know, I'm not really a purchase guy. I don't really have any desire for anything
mm-hmm.
like material. You know, like I wouldn't get a new vehicle. I'm definitely not getting a home.
Not right now.
I'm trying to live as modestly as I can and like kind of bankroll as much of that as I can.
That makes perfect sense. That's the way to do it.
I might get like a nice dinner. I don't even think I want a haircut, but I don't know. I don't really have any, you know, I don't really need to get anything. I have everything I need.
That's what's up. You have family and friends and fans. Where are you going to watch the draft at? What's the plan?
Back at home in Knoxville.
Knoxville.
Yeah, that's my plan.
And then, you know, what if mama's like, hey, can we just get something for the house? Is she, you know, just do that for mom?
Depends on what it is. If it's a necessity, yeah, I'll help out. But if it's like,
of course.
A new TV when the other one's working fine.
she's like, honey, we need the 85 inch now, you know, something like that.
No, no, I'm sorry.
I won't take up too much of your time. I know you got a busy day and busy schedule. But what is something that you want an NFL team to know about you that they don't already know? Right. Cause you know, do you bring a leadership aspect? Do you want to just, you know, what is it that a team's going to, what is going to make a team draw themselves to you? What do you think?
I think that like what you were kind of starting on is what I would like to, I would like to think that I guess I would bring as much as anything else. You know, obviously they're bringing an offensive lineman in. So blocking and fitting into whatever scheme that they have, I feel confident that I could do that. But I think that there's a lot to be said for off the field and in the locker room, like culture. I was watching something the other day, and I genuinely can't remember what team it was. To tell you the truth, I've actually never been a huge, like, I've never had a specific NFL team. I always followed college football, so I'm not mm-hmm. really partial to any team. But I was watching this post on Twitter, and I can't remember what team it was, but, you know, the offensive lineman, he got beat, like, two or three plays in a row, and his quarterback was getting, like, hammered, and he wouldn't go in to help him up. And this guy was, like, talking about how that's just a losing mentality, you know, like, that's a culture thing. You know, like your quarterback, your running back, your wide receiver, anyone's tackled, like you go help them up. And I don't know. I'm not trying to call anybody out. I don't know that guy from Adam. But I just think that whenever I come on a team, like the culture of, you know, hard work, like toughness, grit, like getting after it, like getting it done, like never quitting, I'm going to bring that. And if that's already the culture, I'm only going to add to that. There's not going to be any cancerous, like – negativity coming, you know, like none of that. And there's nothing, not going to be any mistakes or, you know, any dumb stuff that would like happen off the field. Like I'm going to be squared away and I'm going to bring everything I can to help whatever team that is that I get on, you know, that's going to be my life.
Yeah. Absolutely. Love it. I did read something here though, that you were into wrestling.
Yeah.
So you're younger than me. I'm 35. So I grew up with The Rock, Stone Cold and all that stuff. Are you
that's in my guy
are
right you, there, Stone Cold?
Okay. All right. I was going to ask. So what's the best finisher? Is it the stunner or is it the rock bottom?
You know, I love the stunner. Honestly, I'm not just only a Stone Cold guy. I love Triple H.
Absolutely.
The pedigree was top of the line for me for the longest. There was this there's this DVS. I think it was a DVS or not DVS. You know, the old the tapes that you would put in like that.
VHS. Movie? Yeah.
VHS. Sorry. I'm not that old, but I'm
old.
Like, I'm right below the, you know, but me and my brother had this VHS of like a two movie collection of D-Generation X with Triple H and Oh my gosh, I can't. Sean.
Yes, Shawn Michaels. You got Road Dogg. You got X-Pac. All those guys. I know X.
D-Generation X. And we fired that. Like, we watched it, like, those movies back to back, like, nights in a row whenever we were younger. We just, like, had it and then rewinded it and then played it again. So I love Triple H. I love Stone Cold.
Would you ever consider getting into wrestling?
You know, it's funny because to answer your question, absolutely, I would. But I got an email the other day from someone from the WWE talking about, like, a talent agency seeking out. And I was confused, and that's a face I did too. Hmm. And I was like, is this for after football? Because if it's after, I would 100% do it. Like, I wouldn't do anything to jeopardize football. But
yeah,
that's what I thought. I was like, if this happens, this is like a dream come true. NFL, NWB, like the coolest things.
You and George Kittle will get along very well in the NFL.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, George Kittle. So, again, this is the Niner Podcast. George Kittle is a huge WWE or just wrestling fan. Yeah. Similar mentality, you hard work, dedication, picking up his teammates, no cancer stuff. And the wrestling aspect, he said he would go, he would consider it after football. And that's why I brought it up. I was reading that on you. I was like, oh, okay. Guy likes wrestling. And I used to watch it all the time. Now, it's kind of boring now, but.
You know. I was very much more interested in it when I was younger, but if there's a chance for me to join it, then I'm going to start, like, rewatching the old, like, I'm going back to the Hulkster, like, watching
Tank. Oh, yeah. Macho Man Randy Savage and
yeah.
The Ultimate Warrior, all those guys, yeah. And now I'm aging myself. I feel old. Now, I know you're from Tennessee. You played at Chattanooga. Obviously, the Titans are in Tennessee. Do you have a preference? Do you want to be closer? Like, if you got, I mean, obviously, if you had your choice, you might pick a team. But how important is to stay close to family, or how important is to have family close to you wherever you land? And then,
you know, to be honest with you, wherever I go, my girlfriend's coming with me, and my family. You know, like, I think they're going to be staying where they are. My dad's told me, like, you know, if I am lucky enough to where I get, you know, one of those, like, second contracts, it's like JJ Watt, it's like all the money in the world, then maybe I could, like, bring everyone in. But for the most part, I think they're probably staying where they are. But I don't know. In my opinion, I'm just getting, like, I don't see myself having so much free time that I can kind of do whatever I want. Like, I just see my kind of life revolving around football.
Yeah.
So location, I think it would be cool to be close to home, you know, Tennessee or Atlanta, but it wouldn't make me more interested in a team from somewhere else, to be honest with you. Like I said, I'm not really partial towards any team.
Yeah.
And being drafted to one over the other, I honestly don't have an opinion.
Yeah, no, I mean, it makes sense. I know a lot of guys would, like, prefer to stay home, obviously with family, bring them around, things like that.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that's what it is. Cole, I do appreciate your time today, man. I know you got a busy schedule. Where can people find you? Twitter, Instagram? Do you got any? Are you active on social media? Where
I am. Yes, actually, I just got active this past summer. my Twitter, I think it's at Cole 2. Is it Cole?
So. Cole Strange
2. Cole Strange 2. I it's funny because I could be wrong, but I made a Twitter before. I deleted it because I'm not a huge fan of Twitter, and it's, that was Cole Strange 1.
It's cool. It is.
Yeah. But yeah, Cole Strange 2. And then on Instagram, I am at Cole60798.
Cool. And I just for those of you guys who are watching the show, at Cole Strange 2, I just put it up there on the screen. That's where you can find Cole on Twitter. Make sure you follow him. Make sure you get his following count up. Get his exposure out there. He has some really good Senior Bowl tape, some really good Chattanooga tape. Hopefully, you are a 49er because you're one of my favorite prospects in this draft. My buddies that I speak to all the time when it comes to offensive line play absolutely love your game, and they think you'd be a guy that can replace an Alex Mack in a year or two. You know, that's the kind of stuff that they're thinking about with you. So I appreciate your time, Cole. Enjoy the rest of your day with your girlfriend, and she's traveling today, so safe travels to her. And yes, sir, if you need anything from me, feel free to reach out anytime, okay?
Will do. Appreciate
all right, thank you so much, Cole.
Thank you.
Take care. That was Cole Strange. We appreciate his time today on the Fourth and Gold Podcast. As always, check out the Fourth and Gold Podcast at Fourth and Gold Podcast on Twitter. And then follow us on Instagram at Fourth and Gold Podcast. Cole Strange, man, one of the better offensive linemen in this draft. Hopefully hopefully a Niner in that third round. Hopefully a Niner replacement for Alex Mack, because we all know the Niners are going to be needing a center here in the near future. He does fit the bill. The mentality is there. Awesome guy. Everyone, make sure you follow him on Twitter at Cole Strange 2. Until then, everyone stay safe. Peace.